Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
In late April 1945, the Third Reich's days were numbered. Keen members of the Nazi Party, including Adolf Hitler himself, retreated to the heavily fortified underground facility known as the Führerbunker. It would be here that the world's most infamous man at the time would end his life, or so official reports claim. According to Hitler's last will and testament, instead of letting the Soviets defile his body upon capture, his lieutenants were to burn his and Eva Braun's body and place them in an unassuming shell crater. Fortunately for the Allies, the ruse was ineffective, and the Soviets reported recovering Hitler's body and confirming his identity. Although, later, it would seem the Soviets walked back their statement and cast doubt as to whether the body they had recovered was actually Adolf Hitler. Had the man who seemed to embody the driving will of the Nazi regime actually escaped from capture? Body doubles, missing U-boats, idyllic South American villas in the hills of Argentina. Could all of these things have been parts of the true story of Hitler's escape? This case file, the theorists get out their maps and magnifying glasses to search for clues in the hunt for the man with the little black mustache. No, not Charlie Chaplin. This is The Search for Adolf Hitler.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 90!
Whoop, 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 whoop. Ooh, 10 to 100. This countdown starts now.
Show's almost over.
We're going to... Thank God. We're going to talk about Hitler or just Nazis escaping Germany. I think a little bit of both.
Did he die?
Does Hitler still live?
Where'd they go? Where'd they go? The Nazis, where'd they go?
The Nazis, where'd they go?
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
I'm Andrew.
My name's Jeff.
We have Jeff Amigo Grande here with
Amigo
us.
Amigo Grande.
He's our resident World War II buff.
And we also rescued him from Mexico last year, if you never listened to that one. Chicken pizza.
Yeah. If you want to hear more of Jeff, get on our Patreon, because he's on a couple of those good times.
It's what good guys, sales pitch. Guys,
yeah, Hawk Fox and idiot didn't me turn out. Off their phone.
Who's that?
Oh, shitty ringtone.
Yeah. Change that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Why don't you just have the generic ringtone we all have?
I have a Galaxy.
Oh.
So who the fuck has Galaxy a ringtone nowadays anyways? Isn't everybody's phones on vibrate?
I like to answer my phone sometimes.
Yeah.
That's not something I missed.
I'm pretty sure I missed an important call. I have a rhinoplasty coming up, and I'm pretty sure I missed the hospital booking call because my phone is on silent all the time. Because I hate taking
calls. You gotta wait another 6 months now?
Probably. We'll see. I was on the short list if they have a booking, they were going to call me, but it could only be a few days notice. I'm going to get that cute little butt nose I always wanted.
Be able to fucking breathe properly. I'll be able to share a fucking hotel room with you without fucking not being able to sleep. That'd be fantastic.
You'll be able to watch a movie with me without
it's true.
Without wanting hearing, to fucking strangle
the
you.
Entire thing.
I have to sit three seats over from you at a theater I can't watch.
Oh, it's infuriating, man.
It's bad.
It's even worse now that he can't have popcorn.
Everybody in the fucking theater just slowly moves away from you.
Yeah, it is. It's and then I'm sitting by myself in the prime seats. Let's get into some space news. I got a couple things. Oh yeah, what is that? What are you drinking? Yeah,
who's drinking?
Root beer, Zevia.
Yeah. Woo.
It's made with real ginger, okay? My stomach's a little upset.
It's Monday night. Biebs is getting wild.
Fucking nice.
NASA saw something come out of a black hole for the first time ever.
Oh, shit. Was it a Chitauri ship?
No, it looks like just a pulse of energy. Mm. The supermassive black hole, Markarian 335... two of NASA's telescopes, including the Nuclear Spectroscopic Telescopic Array, amazingly observed a black hole's cornea being launched away from the supermassive black hole. This is the first time they've ever been able to observe something leaving a black hole and not going in.
That's pretty cool. I thought nothing could escape a black hole.
You thought wrong.
We are quickly changing our opinion of black holes.
Yeah.
Universe is weird.
Yeah.
It said the enormous X-ray energy spewed out. This kind of phenomenon has never been observed before. This is the first time we have been able to link the launching of the corona to a flare. This will help us comprehend how supermassive black holes power some of the brightest objects in the cosmos.
Cool.
So you learn something new.
Yeah.
Some things can escape a black hole. I think it's caused by the black hole itself. Is like, oh, whoops. Fucking turned on an ad there. I also had, we talked about the SpaceX commercial crew test flight. Delayed.
Yeah.
Delayed till February. So it was going to be January 17th, but the DM-1 is looking like it's not going to launch till February. But, you know, that's not uncommon with these things. There's a lot of fucking ins and outs and checks and balances. So
you got to make sure someone's not drilling holes in the shuttle.
Yeah.
Like that one. That one that left Russia. Remember that one?
Yeah, fuck.
Drill holes from the inside up in space.
So then I just wanted to... last bit of space news I had. Oh, this was a weird one. I got two things. Pulled up, had an article. I thought SpaceX was killing it. Just laid off 10% of its workforce.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's crazy. 10%.
I wonder if it's because they're just getting things to a point where it's like streamlined, I hope.
I read it. They pretty much said that
they're starting
because their new projects are going to be so intensive, they have to, you know, divert some resources to just get these projects off the ground. Mainly their heavy rocket lifter and their satellite array for internet through space, I guess.
That has nothing to do with Buddy smoking up on Rogan's podcast, does it?
that was a very iconic photo. We should make that into a shirt. It probably already
is. It's been made a million times, probably.
Damn, I love that face. February, some things to look forward to coming up next month, February. Israeli and Indian lunar landings. A nonprofit venture, Space Ale, plans to launch an $88 million lunar probe aboard the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. If successful, the mission would make Israel the fourth country to achieve a soft landing on the moon.
Cool.
After Russia, the U.S., and China. The four-legged lander will weigh around 1,300 pounds, making it the smallest spacecraft to land on the moon.
So what's it like a soft landing? Is it like a pre-landing before the real landing? Like, I don't understand.
I think a soft landing is like unmanned.
Ah, okay.
I think so.
Or really soft know. Rather maybe than just crash landing?
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. It's, yeah.
There's either two types of landing, crash or soft. So the only other thing to look forward to in February, a Japanese space probe will collect samples of an asteroid. The Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency's probe, Hayabusa 2, reached the near-Earth asteroid Ryugu last year and deployed rovers that sent back images of the surface. But between February 18th and 23rd, the spaceship itself will start descending from its position above the asteroid's surface and land on it in order to collect fragments of the asteroid that will eventually be transported back to Earth. So Venom is coming to life.
No. Then we'll actually know what Space Godzilla looks like.
Fucking Space Godzilla?
Yeah, there's Space Godzilla. That's a thing. Look it up. Somebody's going to get that.
I don't doubt you. Dan, I just take everything.
It's one of the coolest monsters from the Toho series. The Space Godzilla. It's like my favorite. Looks like Godzilla, but he's got giant crystals on his shoulders that shoot lightning bolts.
Can't beat that.
That sounds pretty good. Anyone else got any space news?
Not really, unless you're a fan of the Hubble telescope. They say that because we talked about it before, that they had like the gyroscopes go down and it hasn't been taking pictures for a while. But after a few meetings, they think it's got another 10 years.
Woohoo!
So,
booyah!
More pictures.
Not dying. They said they can save it, yes, and it should be operational again very shortly. Some of the coolest pictures come from that thing, though, so that's pretty awesome.
I want that James Webb one up there already.
That one got delayed by, I think, a couple of years now, I think they said.
Yeah, 2020 or something. 2021, I remember correctly.
It was supposed to be awesome. This year, 2019, but I think it might be a couple of years after that now.
Like, if you think about how good the Hubble is, think about when that went up there, and think about like if we sent something now, like it's gonna be fucking night and day. It's gonna be like going from cool fucking things. Black and white to a fucking Samsung roll up HD 4K.
It's just Horsehead Nebula in 4K.
Yeah, 3D.
Woo! All right, that's all I got. I got for space news.
Dan, Andrew.
Mm-mm. Nope. Space is cool. Space is always neat.
Space is cool. Amigo Grande?
No, I got the only thing I know lately about space is that I made sure my Discord picture was from space, and it's my favorite thing in the world.
You space mongoose.
Yeah, it's fucking rad. That's exactly what I typed into the fucking space, or into the Google. I was like, space mongoose, and that's what fucking came up. I've never been so happy. I want that on a fucking t-shirt.
I'm looking at it right now. That's actually pretty sweet.
Isn't that wicked?
Cool. How's your computer?
It's good. I can't fucking believe that I raised Mongoose fucking Studios from the ashes by myself.
So your computer didn't die, is what you're saying?
Oh, no. Never mind. By ashes, I mean from fucking Best Buy.
Okay.
Yeah. But that being said, I did plug it in all by myself, turn it on, and download the right apps. So that's a pretty big fucking deal.
Great job, buddy. Great job.
That's huge. That's huge.
That is job. Big.
Monumental.
Fucking pretty normally, big.
Yeah, normally I have to walk them through like I do, like one would have to do with your grandpa or grandma.
He's got to spoon feed me with this kind of shit, but this time, yeah. I called him just in case, but I ended up figuring it out.
No, he did it. He said, I got to learn to do this on my own, much like a broken man learning to walk again.
Exactly. Take those training wheels off, man. Take them off. I got this.
Is there a montage? It probably was a montage.
Yeah. There should be. There should be.
It was him of just him like right clicking where he should left click.
No Easy Way Out was playing.
Yeah.
Fucking perfect.
There's no easy way out. How do you turn your computer on?
Oh my God, Dan.
That was great.
I don't know if it was the mic there, but oh shit. I got goosebumps. Yeah. That was beautiful.
Yeah. Woo. And if you love karaoke, meet us in Vegas to see Dan sing No Way Out live. From the Twin Piano Bar at New York.
No, that was fucking good. Like, that's one of the best Robert Tepper fucking impressions I've heard.
It was a good song. I was impressed.
Rocked it.
If you haven't, Rocky Ford. If you haven't heard it, listen to it. The music video is one of the greatest music videos I've ever seen. It's fucking phenomenal.
The band The Proto Man do a cover of it. That's pretty good.
I'll have to listen to that.
Pretty neat.
Any, the Ranimatron is down for the evening, unfortunately.
It's fucking dicked.
It's broken.
It's being updated.
It's fucking dicked.
It'll be back.
It's being updated. It'll be back. So for that, no UFO case file of the week today, this week. Don't worry, it'll be back.
You got to promise to mispronounce things during the fucking podcast anyways, though.
That's no problem. There's a lot of German names, I'm sure.
Thank God.
And German places. And South American places that I'm sure I can just obliterate.
Thank God.
Let's get into it. So,
did Hitler escape or did he die?
Who wants to take the lead? Who wants to go first?
Dan, maybe.
we should.
Any volunteers?
How about Dan?
Dan.
What about our resident World War II expert?
He's just a World War II buff.
See, no, right. I can vouch for him.
Tell us everything about World War II. Go.
Yeah, I can vouch for Jeff.
We made a fucking
animation project in grade. What, Jeff? Was it grade 9 or grade 8?
Grade 8, but, I think.
Yeah, grade 8 animation project on how the there was a ceasefire on Christmas, wasn't it?
That's World War One.
Was it World War One?
Probably.
It's the same. It all mashed together. Right?
They're the same.
They're Germans,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on now. Well, was it World War One where they had the ceasefire and they played soccer together, or is that?
Yeah, that was World War One.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I was.
So far, our World War II buses.
Off the flying start.
Close. Yeah.
How about we start? How about we start with this? How do we know that Hitler died? Like, why is that the official story?
We don't know.
I know, but why? What is the official story? Why did? Because they said they found. No, they
were taught. Yeah, we're taught in school. Like, what were we taught in school? I was taught that he committed suicide in a bunker.
Yes.
And then his men wrapped him up, put him in a crater, lit him on fire, burned him, and loosely buried him. And then he was dug up a couple days later by Soviet troops as they took the capital. That's pretty much the story, right?
Yeah, that was in his will, specifically written in his will, was to be burned. His body and Eva Braun's body to be burned by his commanders that were in the Führer bunker with him, so that his body would not be defiled by the invading Soviets, which he hated so much.
He didn't want to go down like fucking Mussolini. I don't blame him. Jesus.
Oh, they like kicked his head.
Oh man, they dragged him Mussolini, all the way to Milan.
Yeah.
Packed our bags, we are going to Milan. But they fucking dragged him and beat him and killed him. It was terrible.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, man.
I took a lot of electives in high school.
Basket weaving 101?
Yeah, basket weaving. I know a lot of, cooking. Auto 11. So yeah, that was my understanding of Hitler too, is that, he shot himself, body burned, dug up. Soviets took his body, case closed. They've had his body ever since.
Well, they don't even have his body. They just kept a piece of his jaw, and they said a piece of the skull with a bullet hole in it. They didn't actually keep the body. I think they got rid of the body. They either burned the body, or what did they do with the body? I don't really know the whole story.
They did cremate the body.
Some people say they burned it, but other people are saying there's accounts of them like burying it beside this tree.
No, they did bury it. They buried it, then they dug it back up, and then they burned it. And then,
And they burned it. So all that was left for all this time was...
Supposedly.
Yeah, we're staying with the official story right now is that they burned it. They kept a piece of his jawbone and a piece of his skull with a bullet hole in it. And they matched through... Was it his dentist or his dentist assistant confirmed that was 100% Hitler's jawbone because he had bad teeth and it was unmistakable pretty much.
Yeah, but it's so from what I read, it was two people from his dental team that drew his teeth from fucking memory and then matched it to that.
Yeah, they didn't have his records. They just like drew it on a napkin.
They drew. And that's and they that they were good. That was good enough for them to put it on in every fucking history textbook,
which is fucking He's ridiculous. Closed.
That's the guy.
At the end of the day, War's man, over. Habeas corpus. Show me the fucking body. Like, I don't understand this. Like, we need proof.
Gable, before I give any proof that I think I found, why? So people think he escaped. So if he didn't die in the bunker and he escaped, people say he went to Argentina because there was a ton of Nazis who did escape to Argentina, like tons of high-ranking Nazis. Right?
Thousands. Thousands.
Well, the fact that the fact to me that thousands escaped doesn't like that doesn't sway me so much. The fact that so many high-ranking officials escaped and then like they would leave and go to Argentina and then like promote someone in their position and then that person would get caught and they'd be like, we got the guy, when really the real guy had he was taken off to Argentina. He's sitting
long
on the beach
gone.
And
like fucking gone. Eichmann, Goebbels, like Mengele.
Is that the guy they called Angel fucking of Death or whatever?
Mengele, yeah, Joseph Mengele. Yeah. He was probably the baddest motherfucker in the whole Third Reich.
Man. Wasn't he making, like, he was making like skin lamps, that guy, right?
Yeah, that guy was fucked. Yeah. He's the guy that was doing all the wacky experiments and shit.
Yeah, he is the head guy at Auschwitz.
So like, piece of shit. He made it out. You've got, I had a list here. Adolf Eichmann.
Yeah.
He was the architect of the Final Solution, which was to exterminate the Jews.
Well,
who
and,
else?
And Goebbels.
Here? Yeah.
Joseph Goebbels.
Walter Rauf. He implemented mobile gas chambers responsible for killing 100,000 people.
Mobile, hey? Just got to get it fucking portable. It works so well. That's great.
Yeah. So, Franz Stangl, nicknamed Ooh. White Death. For his proclivity to wear a white uniform and carry a whip.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can you start pronouncing this with an Australian accent? Or Australian? A German accent for me, please?
Get I, boy.
Franz Stangl. That good?
What was that?
that was my Australian. That was my best Australian.
Oh, Jesus. No. That's to hear German now.
Franz Stangl. I'm not a very
Let's bring back
German
Jeff
accent.
Or Unterweger.
Jack Unterweger. That we got to talk to our German correspondent.
Yeah,
our German ATT correspondent.
Yeah, Stangl would just—he killed those like he loved kill those with mental and physical disabilities.
That's fine.
Some of the worst people of the Nazi Party did escape to Argentina, and that's totally proven and documented, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Well, Goebbels and fucking and Mengele were the two biggest pieces of shit.
Now, when did they escape? Was it at the end here that once Hitler was killed himself or didn't kill himself, or was it like months before or when? Do we know?
Well, see, when do we really know Hitler killed himself? Right, like we were first, and there was a first that announcement made, right? By that, from what I understand, Dan can correct me. I might be wrong, but from what I was reading, it was that. Stalin's marshal, Zubkov, made the announcement that Hitler had committed suicide. And then a couple hours later, the Germans' propaganda actually said that he died at the head of his army fighting. And that was in like May of 1945.
Well, I think it's like he's supposed to kill himself on the 30th of April of 1945 is when like the timeline is. Yeah, I think it was like 2 days after.
It was first announced. It was first announced May 1st. I know.
Yeah, it was 2 days. Yeah, it was 2 days after he actually died is when they made the announcement.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that all checks out. But it pretty much comes down. It seems like a cut and dry issue, right? If they did have his skull and his dental records, it should be case closed. However, they never really had any like independent studies on these things. Okay, it was his dentist that said it was, or his dentist assistant or whatever it was, said, like, yeah, that's his teeth. And you're like, if you're that loyal to Hitler and you believe in everything he was doing.
Well, and not only that, like the Russians did not help anything at all, right? Because like I was saying, that Zubkov guy announced on the first that, yes, okay, Hitler had shot himself in the head and Eva Braun had killed herself with a cyanide pill. And then he fucking later recants it. Right, Stalin goes to that. The hell's the name of that? The Potsdam conference, where he talks to Truman, and's like, no, there's a very good chance that Hitler escaped and is now living in Argentina. I'm almost positive of it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and see, which is weird to me is what do the Russians have to gain for faking that? You know what I mean? That they had found the body, or faking that, or hiding the fact that they did find it, and now they want everybody to think that he's still alive.
I know, but
there's like,
dude, what did they have to gain?
Tons, it seems like.
Because like, they're right on the brink of the Cold War, right?
We gained so much from the Germans. Operation Paperclip. We were just like, we forgave. They were like, oh, you did fucking weird things, but you know how to build the rocket. All right, come join our team. Cool. Like, we were just taking anyone and everyone. So you're saying this guy who changed a country with his ideology, like, you don't think you can learn some things from him as a country, or especially a country where you're kind of, you know, on the outskirts of like democracy and stuff, like Russia, like you could use his like knowledge of propaganda and all that stuff.
And it's funny too, because right after they're like, okay, no, he's in Argentina. Within months after that, he's like, actually, you know what? No, the British actually have Hitler and he's alive.
So that the Russians were pretty much spreading, or the Soviets at this time were pretty much spreading disinformation about his death at the time.
Exactly. And like the British went so far as to send their own team into the bunker, right, to do their own investigation. But unfortunately, like, that was months and months after Hitler had supposedly killed himself, and the Russians had fucking ransacked the place. It was flooded. But through their fucking search, they found no evidence of any type of gun being fired in there. There was no shell casings. There's no blood splatter. There was no nothing. They had absolutely like no sign that Hitler had killed himself.
Okay. So British go in there. They're like, there's no signs of like a bullet wound to a head, which I guess you'd see blood spatter everywhere. Unless, can you even clean blood off like concrete, like porous concrete? If it was like a concrete bunker.
Good question.
Dan? Well, I don't know if you could clean it all. I imagine you could clean, like, with today's technology, I don't think you could clean it good enough without like bleach and stuff. But back then, could you dirty it up enough that you couldn't tell?
That's a good point, highly plausible. Like, you'd have the fucking tools to be able to find it properly anyways.
And here's the thing. Depending on the caliber of pistol, there might not be an exit, right? Like, it might not have
22,
like,
but do you think Hitler would have risked using a 22?
No, he used a 7.62, like full, like big caliber, like six shooter bullet.
Yo, well, because his skull fragmented, right?
Yeah, so they said like the actual, that's why the piece of his skull is because it probably blew off with the impact of the bullet.
Our resident World War II buff has made a sign.
The standard issue is 9mm, not 7.62.
But do we know if he used the standard issue back then?
I don't know. I read it a few times. But
like, for me, I honestly feel like Hitler would have been above going out like that. You know what I mean? And like, especially considering the fact of what happened in 41, like the Project Valkyrie. You know what I mean? Like, this guy had eyes in the back of his fucking head. As soon as they tried taking him out the first time and they got way too close, he was super paranoid, man. Like, a guy that smart and meticulous, he for sure had a fucking contingency plan, for sure.
Right.
What was Project Valkyrie again?
It was the Germans there was a few high-ranking Germans that had fucking slowly decided to, you know what I mean, turn their backs on Hitler, but they kept it under wraps, and they came up with a plan to fucking kill him. And they tried to, I believe, Jeff, you might remember, they detonated a bomb. They ended up killing, like, pretty much Hitler was basically two people away from dying. If he was that close, he would have died.
Yeah, it was the briefcase bomb was placed under the wrong side of the table. It was
exactly.
That was in 44, and then after that, Hitler really stopped making his big public appearances. And this, a lot of people believe to think that this is what kind of started his plan to escape, because Hitler realizes he can't even trust his own people, aside for probably like a few, like, you know, Goebbels and all them. So I don't know. I think he made his escape because he's like, I'm out. This is a huge mess.
What have I done?
Totally.
It doesn't make, like, you know, when you kind of look into the person he was, I don't see him killing himself, but I do see him, like, I could see him being like a, I'm going to see this through to the end kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going
to. I could also see him being the type of guy that doesn't bleed his own blood. You know what I mean? Like, not going to let them have 100%. The satisfaction of killing him.
So leading up, towards the end of April, Hitler was signing all the official orders, like for the soldiers during the siege of Berlin. And they stop, I think, on like the 23rd of April. He doesn't sign anymore after that. It was like his like second in charge guy. So what was he doing during that week?
Getting a base tan for Argentina.
Yeah.
Also, I need to backtrack a little bit. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Goebbels did not escape to Argentina. Goebbels committed mass suicide with his wife and like five kids.
Yeah, I thought he died in the bunker. Yeah.
Yeah, he took a cyanide pill.
And he poisoned all his kids too. The fucking sick bastard.
I don't think there's any way. I think it's more logical that he either escaped in the last week. The only thing in that last week, there is that last photo, the last known photo of him, which is 2 days. It's April 28th, so it's 2 days before he committed suicide.
It was double.
Allegedly. It was a double.
Yeah, he even in the bunker, I was listening to this thing from the Russians brought along translators with them. And they were saying how they overheard the soldiers talking about, oh, hey, here's Hitler right here. He's got the mustache. No, this one over here is Hitler because he's got this, right? So there was like three or four different people there that they mistaken for Hitler until they found.
Yeah, every soldier at this time who had facial hair was ordered to, if it was blonde, to dye it black with boot polish. And they were ordered to shave in the Hitler-style mustache to help create confusion. So, you know, if some Soviet soldiers find a presumably Hitler body, they get on the horn and the intelligence guys come out. Meanwhile, four other Hitlers have been found throughout the city. Creates a lot of confusion and opens up a huge window for him to escape.
You only do that if there's an escape plan. You don't do that to elude. You're just like, ha ha ha, I'm going to confuse them until they catch me and kill myself.
I'm the Hamburglar.
Yeah. There's no way, like, you're doing that so you can slip out unnoticed. You know what I mean? Like, he grew a beard, maybe dyed his hair blonde, some frosted tips.
He shaved his head, whatever.
Shaved his head, shaved muscles, whatever. You wouldn't even notice. You wouldn't know. Especially, this isn't today where it's like all of us have seen a picture of him. This is 1945. I'm sure some of these guys in the battle hadn't seen a picture of him. They're like, they know the mustache. They're described. They see some blurry black and white photos.
No.
I think it would have been everywhere in the papers, Hitler's face.
Posters, fucking everybody going to the movies. It was all war propaganda shit back then. I'm guarantee you they knew what he looked like.
Yeah, they still have like printing press and all that stuff. It's not that long ago. So
it's pretty long ago.
Yeah, but
I don't think you're going to have good
pretty good black and white pictures.
Yeah.
Think of the World War II footage that was filmed back then.
Yeah, it's shit.
But you can still see people's faces.
It's garbage. Yeah, but I couldn't recognize any one of those people if they were walking on the street.
Well,
you mean after
he alters his face.
This is the fucking world's most evil man that everybody hates, and you've been subjected to propaganda with the movies and all that. Everybody knows what this man looks like. You could basically put his face up there and then put the devil's face beside him and be like, who's who?
Here's my thing though. Like if you showed me some pictures of Hitler and then, you know, all this war is going on in my head, I always do this with everyone. I always imagine everyone's way taller than they actually are. Way taller. I always imagine everyone way bigger than me. And then you meet people and you're like, oh, they're tiny. Like, you're like, oh, they're tiny. So, like, you can get thrown off, man. I'm saying, like, someone shaves their head, like, changes their look. You know, maybe you wouldn't even give them a second glance.
At this time span, this is the most popular person in the world.
This is also the most chaotic time in fucking German history. Fucking bombs are falling. There's soldiers everywhere from various groups fucking tearing apart the city. it's not like this is a like it's a fucking war zone. It's pandemonium.
I don't understand how that would affect.
It's probably the most insane time frame in human history at this point. Is like that, just mayhem. I bet going on there in that city.
I won't argue.
The siege of Berlin.
It's definite mayhem for sure. And I think I don't think Hitler would have just walked out no matter what disguise. But what I think he could have done, it's like pretty well documented that there's a huge underground network of tunnels and like sewers and stuff under Berlin at that time. Tons of stuff under that city. So,
oh, for sure.
So,
yeah.
You know, if he, like, they would have known all, they would have had the advantage of knowing exactly what tunnels went where. They would have been all mapped. That's the way he would have got out. The surface, I think, surface would have been hard to get out.
He didn't fucking shave his face and pick his head and just stroll out the front door of the bunker, being like, all right, I'll catch you guys later.
Yes, walks down, puts on an American jacket,
and blackface.
So there's also reports that the Germans had captured British transport aircraft or American transport aircraft.
Yep.
And there was this main road. I can't remember what it's called, but it ran east-west through Berlin. It was used as like a rudimentary airstrip towards the end of the war. You know, there's no saying that Hitler could have hopped on one of these Allied aircrafts and made a slip out. Spain was at this time neutral in the war, but also
had a fascist friends dictator.
And exactly. Dictator, so they were still friends with the Germans. So, you know, he could have, that plane could have easily made it into Spain and he could have easily made us flee from there.
Jeff, do you know of any other South American countries that had fascist dictators?
Maybe. No, not off the top of my head.
Argentina.
Maybe Argentina. Yeah.
Well, I think Chile too. They kind of had, some of the Nazis went to Chile as well. But
okay. So what are some of the, let's get into some of the theories on how he would have, he got out. So we got networks, tunnels.
The U-boat one stands out to me big time.
I don't buy the U-boat one because the Allies broke the Enigma code without the Germans realizing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a really good point.
I never thought about that.
So unless they had like another top secret way of communicating with that U-boat, I think that they would have caught on.
Well, but there were U-boats that still made it to Argentina around.
There's U-boats in the St. Lawrence River too.
Yeah.
I think U-boat would be the best way because how else are you going to get all the way to Argentina? You're going to have a few fuel stops on the way. So like if you do get on the plane, it's got to stop somewhere a couple times on the way to Argentina. Like, I'm not going to fly all the way there.
What about a secret base in Antarctica?
Antarctica. Oh, shit. I think
he could have made his way down Africa.
I think he made his way to Norway and then to Argentina.
Well, it's like we've talked about it before about, you know, Nazis being interested in routes to Antarctica and Antarctic routes. There's some theories that suggest that they did build an underwater base there.
And well, didn't the Navy move all their, mobilize their whole fleet over there? The American Navy?
I think that's so, what we talked about, Operation High Jump. Yeah, that was a couple years after.
Yeah. So, you know, who's to say he didn't go there first, right? And then make a short jump over to
Argentina. And a lot of these Germans who made it to South America, it wasn't like, you know, the war ended spring 45, summer 45, and they were in Argentina that year, that season. Some of them took a couple of years to make it there. Like, some were in hiding in Europe for a bit. Some slowly made it over there in the 50s. Like, it could have been a slow process.
And yeah, he could have hung out in Spain or anywhere, somewhere in hiding before, until things cooled down a little bit.
Well, and also, we got to stress that, like, already before 45, there was a massive German population in South America, mostly in Argentina and Chile. Like, they already had these massive German communities, right?
Mm-hmm. And they still persist. They're still there to this day, and they don't speak Spanish or anything, right? They're just straight German.
Just fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, it's like Bavarian villages in the middle of the fucking jungles of South America.
Which is fucking bananas.
And, you know, already before the end of the war, we were already shifting our eyes onto the Russians as the next threat. So you lay low for a couple of years. People believe the official story that, yeah, I offed myself in the bunker. They're not worried about Germany anymore. We're worried about the Soviets.
The fucking communism. Red fist of the Soviet. Then you're free to move around.
Yeah.
No one would even think you were fucking, you walk on the street and someone would be like, hey, you know who you kind of look like? And you'd be like, yeah, Hitler. I get it all the time. And he'd be like, yeah, fuck. That sucks. And you're like, yeah, man.
No, man. Like,
you should have seen me in the war.
Dude, after when they started, when they first, like in 45, when the Russia started to recant that Hitler had killed himself, fucking the entire world went into this mass hysteria. And like, you see all these new release documents from the CIA and the FBI about fucking thousands on thousands of people reporting that they've seen Hitler in like fucking Brooklyn. And you know what I mean? Like ridiculous shit like that. Like everybody was thinking they saw Hitler.
Well, there's a lot of doppelgangers in the world. A lot of people look alike.
Totally.
Dan, didn't you tell me the FBI still has a file open?
FBI still has a file open? I didn't say that.
Oh. I did. Oh, apparently they still have the FBI still has a missing persons file on Hitler.
And he would be what, like 130 right now?
Oh, like, I don't think he'd be alive now. He's 100% dead.
No, he'd be like 130 years old now, wouldn't he?
He was like 56 when he died, so be old as fuck.
But the thing is,
supposedly,
do you really think that a guy like that would just go and just live out the rest of his days, be like, well, I've done my time in politics.
Yeah, look at Thanos. Thanos killed half the universe and then decided to go sit in a nice little fucking orchard.
It just
watch the
that's
sunset.
The one thing that doesn't make sense to me is that he would just go and then just lay low the rest of his life.
Yeah, why not?
Argentina, why not? He's hanging out with fucking Tupac and Elvis.
It's just that part seems weird to me to say so quiet, where it's like, you know what I mean? Like you essentially, you know. Your ideology, you know, you're wiping out millions of people. You're taking over countries, and then the next you're like, well, I had a good run, but I fucking failed miserably.
Hey, we're all working towards it. It's called retirement.
Exactly.
Like, I guess so.
You know, they still find Nazi gold in South America. So there is a huge cache of money.
Well, there's a lot of money missing. Like, there's a ton of money just, fucking missing.
You know what? All his stolen art, just like chill in his Argentinian villa, drink wine,
so
watch the sunset.
Who knows more? Because I read somewhere that he had lived to like 70 in the hills of Argentina. Anyone else read into that one?
Well, did any of you guys look into that Eden Hotel?
No.
So.
That was that, is that that one that was that, it was like that. Fascist colony that they turned into a hotel.
Well, no. So it's in La Felda, Argentina. It was Eden. It's called the Eden Hotel. It's been around since the 30s, and I guess it was owned by this German aristocrat. Her name is Ida Eichhorn, or I'm sure I'm fucking butchering it. It's something German, but apparently this lady, she had this giant lavish hotel that was surrounded by a German community who she'd always host these fancy parties for. And she'd frequent back and forth from Germany. And I guess that rose the suspicion of the FBI. So they decided to look into this lady. And when they did, right around the time of the rise of the Nazi party, it showed she wired her entire income of 30,000 marks to Joseph Goebbels to support the party. And there's like tons of letters back and forth from her and Hitler showing how much of a confidant and a friend that she was to Hitler.
Hmm.
Right. And there's a story, like there's obviously like, who knows if this is real or not, but there's on this documentary I was watching, there actually was a maid that worked there that remembers it being visited by Hitler. And like, without a doubt, it was Hitler. Now, he didn't spend the entire time there. He ended up leaving to the mountains, which is maybe what Braden's talking about. But without a doubt, this lady said they shut down the entire third floor of this hotel. And I think it was for a few months. And she brought Hitler his food. She wasn't allowed to talk to him. There was all these rules. But she said, without a doubt, it was Hitler with a shaved head and a shaved mustache.
There you go.
Yeah.
Case closed.
They have a page on TripAdvisor.
Do they?
Eden Hotel. And yeah, it has a 4-star rating.
4-star.
One of the reviews from Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, und das great place to stay, ja.
Germans are meticulous bunch. Nice.
It's got a strict code, you know. It's dress code. You got to dress with you know, really nice clothes, and you have to have blonde hair and blue eyes, though. So it's,
yeah, I think Zelly's the only one that could stay. Oh, Jeff could too. Jeff and Zell could get in there.
Fuckers. Fucking Lannisters.
Let's go white face, man. You get so, in.
Me?
Yeah.
I need some fucking bleach.
Need some Michael Jackson skin bleach.
So what
bleach.
Other...
I got to go see my good friend, the Angel of Death, and see if he can inject some of that blue into my eyes.
What other... Is there any more theories about him, like how him getting out? Any leading theories? Because like we've talked about like him getting out of the U-boat. Jeff made a really good point. I never even thought about the Enigma code and that it was a secret. We broke it.
Well, but that see, now that's cool. That makes sense. But at the same time, there were like fucking... what's their fucking... Mangala and Eichmann both got to Argentina on U-boat still, right?
How about this one? I got one. This is one that I was just thinking of when I was doing some research. During Operation Paperclip and stuff, like in that sense, we offered him, like the states offered him refuge because they wanted to keep him out of the hands of the Soviets, knowing that the Soviets were going to be the next issue. So they made a deal with him, right? To be like, hey, you come with us, you tell some of your top guys, come to our side, right? We'll grant you safe immunity. We'll set you up in South America where you want to go, but we can never, like, it'll be too much of a public outrage. So it'll be hush hush. And once you're there, you're, you know, we'll give you a safe house, but you're on your own from there.
Yeah. There were several, high ranking, German officers that went to like the OSS, which became the CIA and, MI5 or MI6, whatever they are for the British intelligence. Lots of them, you know, made like, deals to get out because we knew the next threat was Soviet Union.
So like that's my thing is like if you're racing, essentially when you know like the war's coming down and we're just crushing Germany back into Berlin and stuff, and you're starting to snatch up sign because you're starting to grab what you want because you know they're already looking at the next war, right? I don't think it's out of the realms of possibilities that they offered him some sort of sweetheart deal. And two, that they would do that kind of thing and not tell anyone about it.
I honestly think that Hitler was out of the picture. And by out of the picture, I mean not, like, I'm saying he could have been escaped, whatever, prior to Germany invading Russia or the Soviet Union, sorry.
Like that early on?
I just don't, for the life of me, I just don't understand. Like the guy, I just don't understand why he invaded the Soviet Union. I think he knew. I don't know. What was the date that he invaded the Soviet Union?
I have no idea.
When he broke the non-aggression pact? Like when he broke the non-aggression pact?
Yeah. When did he break the non-aggression pact?
Yeah, it was signed in 39, I believe.
It was signed in 39. And I want to know when was the official date that he invaded? Could have been before.
41.
41. Oh, okay. Too bad.
41. Operation Barbarossa.
Following fucking Valkyrie, I wouldn't be surprised if there'd be an imposter the entire time after that, and he got the fuck out of there.
Like it could be very well after that, except like Jeff says, he was signing orders. So if he did leave, he left that last week, right? When he stopped signing orders, he had a second.
You know what? There's people that could have fucking command. Been able to do his signature, no problem. Maybe he was using a stamp. Who knows? Like. I just, for the guy that was that smart to do that, something that dumb just doesn't make sense to me. Like it's fucking, it was not a winnable war. All you have to do, you got to read The Art of War that was written. I don't know how much longer before this took place to know that that was a fucking stupid move.
Well, it's easy to say it was a stupid move now looking back, but at the time, maybe he thought he could do it.
Yeah. Well, he was a very ambitious man.
I think the mistake that we kind of are making is that thinking that Hitler was an outrageously smart person. He wasn't. He was surrounded himself with really smart and really capable people, but he himself was not a great forward thinking person. This was the guy who thought that like putting money into the Air Force was a stupid idea. He's the one who scrapped, you know, wasn't thinking forward enough to put money into jet engines and rocket programs. That came from other people.
Yeah, he had no military experience. He was kicked out of school.
I thought he fought in World War I.
He did. Yeah, like he had that kind of that, but that was like he was an infantry man.
Yeah, he was he was no general or anything.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. To rise to power, to from rags to riches, to rise to power like he did, it's got to take some smarts.
It's got to take people.
I'm sure he had ambition.
People that wanted him there.
Yeah, the big supporting force behind him, probably like the two biggest people that supported him were, what was it, Martin Bormann, his secretary. That dude was probably, people said that he was probably the most powerful or knowledgeable person in the Nazi regime. And then there was Himmler. Now Heinrich Himmler was a badass dude. Like, that was a scary guy.
Shit too.
Like, he was a very, people described him as very dull. And not like the most imposing person, but he had a really great talent for picking out really capable people and getting things done in really efficient manners. So that's why he was the head of the SS.
Mm. Yeah.
That plus, and also Heinrich Himmler had like a fanatical loyalty, unwavering loyalty to Hitler. Like, that's what made him also very dangerous and also very capable, just doing anything.
So, Dan, what's your thoughts on him escaping? What's your views on that?
If he did escape, it would make sense for him to go to Argentina. I mean, the Perones that were leading the government at the time, like, they were already Nazi sympathizers, and they were, I mean, if you were going to go there and you did get discovered, your chances of being extradited to another country were pretty much the nil at that point. So if they did want to run, they would probably have either gone to one of the neutral countries. Like, some people say if he did make it over, he would have flown to like a neutral country. Like you guys said, could have gone to Spain, where Francoist would have helped him out. But also they had a lot of Nazi officers and those supporters fleeing from Europe were also aided by the Vatican. Yeah. A lot of priests and high-ranking cardinals and things like that, they were sympathetic towards the Nazi cause. They saw them as good Catholics, as the Nazis saw themselves. Like, they were the Teutonic Order of Knights. They were.
You know what's crazy I just thought of? The Vatican's in Italy. Weren't they on the other side? Weren't they on the Axis for a while before they flipped?
Yep.
Yeah.
So the Vatican would have been 100% opposing everyone else.
No, the Vatican's separate from Italy.
Yeah, but you don't think they fucking run things?
Well, of course they run.
You don't think they have their fingers in the politics of the country they're in? 100%.
I mean, the interests of Nazi Germany and the fascist states lined up with the, whatever you could call the agenda or the goals of the Vatican Church. They were afraid of the Soviet Union. They were afraid of communists, because the communist whole thing was like to get rid of organized religion. They were godless to them. So Nazi Germany did have support from the Vatican Church. The Vatican Church wasn't going to really do anything. They don't wield any real, it's more just kind of like a symbolic power. They don't have like military power or their own power thing, but being, you know, Catholic does give them the access to, you know, ways to relate with other cultures, I think. So moving to South America, which most of them are all Catholics, would have been an easy go. I mean, they caught monks and cardinals aiding Nazi sympathizers. A lot of them were able to get, like, they helped Nazis flee to South America, got them identification papers, passports. They provided them with these things and the context that they needed, especially if you have all these churches, that's an automatic like intelligence and movement network. So the Vatican, some of them were actually complicit in it, and then others were just kind of didn't know, but they did have the resources to move a lot of people out of Germany at the time.
So is he alive or dead?
So if he's alive, like, South America would be the best.
Again, he would be 130 years old, so he's dead.
He's not alive.
Well,
he's
the weird alive. Thing is, it's like, he wouldn't be alive right now. If he's alive, he's a head in a jar and he's in a brain in a robot body, and which would be super.
That's
cool.
Exactly what I pictured in my brain while we said that. That's great.
The really weird thing is for me is that there is this, like, the CIA knew of a person, or they had gotten information from a place in Venezuela in 1955. And there was knowledge of this person who was known as Adolf Schutelmeier. And when the CIA, they had an intelligence operative there. And this person said that these people were kind of referring to this guy as Der Führer, and he looked like Hitler, and people kind of like took it kind of seriously that this guy actually was Hitler. So he managed to get a photo of the person and who is posing with a former Nazi SS officer in the picture there in Argentina, there in Venezuela. And the picture was actually taken in Colombia. And he sent this picture to the CIA. He managed to get a photocopy or take a photo of the photo and sent that to the CIA. And then he got a response back saying that we don't want to pursue this. We could expend tons of resources on this, and it would only be a remote chance that we would get something substantial to go on. So they told him to stop. And they never really confirmed that man's identity. They just left it alone, which I think is really strange.
Mm.
That's kind of weird fodder for the.
It seems like whichever way you take it, there's no like sweeping confirmation either way.
I mean, you do have the matching dental records, and that seems pretty concrete that they kind of did their homework on that, and that seems to be a thing. There was a History Channel TV show where they said that they had accessed those same remains that punctured piece of skull and the jawbone. And they said they took DNA samples from the skull and they discovered it. When they tested it, they discovered that it was from it seemed to be the remains taken from like a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah, as opposed to a 35-year-old woman.
Well, yeah, that. So let's talk about that, because there was two different studies. One in 2009 was about the skull, which they confirmed, right. Or they found, it was like the University of Connecticut, their right. Like genetics team found that would belong to a female, like around 40, maybe could have been 30,
right.
Like give or take some even, years, right?
Even though the deputy director, Vladimir Kozlov of the Russia State Archive that holds those remains, said that he has no record of the person coming to test it. Bellantoni was the archaeologist or the historian's name that was on the show.
Yeah.
And they said they have no record of that guy ever coming in and or access. Anybody who had access to those remains doesn't remember anybody coming in to actually do anything.
That's so crazy, because they claim it as truth in the documentary, saying they were allowed access for 2 hours or whatever to the Russian State Archive. But yeah, then there's an article saying that the Russian State Archive has no
That'd be so Russia to be like, yeah, no, they didn't come. It's what true. Are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what?
Or is it so states to be like fund this fucking documentary that like is like, yeah, the Russians don't have them. They're full of shit.
But then a separate team in like 2014 examined for the longest time, the only person to examine the jawbone was Hitler's dentist or dental assistant. And they confirmed that it was Hitler. Which is kind of suspect, right? You're on the same team. If it was an escape plan for Hitler to fake his own death, he would definitely tell the people he left behind, like, "Yeah, I'm dead." Like, whatever you do.
Well, yeah. Not to mention it was drawn from memory. Like, there was no X-ray that bullshit.
Some historians say that any testimony that was taken by the Soviets in the early days after taking Berlin is suspect, because those people who are being interrogated were just saying anything to get out of it.
Well, and not to mention the fucking like before, obviously we all know it was the Soviets that went through everything first, right? After that, when like the Americans or the British tried to interrogate any of these high ranking officials, they were already all in Soviet prison and they couldn't interrogate any of these fucking people. Right. And like the US, Britain, and Russia or Soviets, they never shared any of their documentation.
Well, I think the Soviets were playing the long game. They knew, just like we knew, that at the end of this, it was going to be the Soviets versus the Western powers. And they figured down the line, they're like, it's better for us to remain skeptical that the world's most dangerous man is still, or world's most, you know, wanted man, Hitler, is still alive and still running around and somewhere trying to rebuild his Fourth Reich. Which I think that was their, like you said, like one of the Soviets made an announcement that that he was dead, and then they walked that back. Like, I think somebody from up higher told them, like, no, we're going to tell them that Hitler is still alive, and that's going to sow chaos in their ranks, and it's going to keep
them
off.
Let that preoccupy them while we fucking start our plans.
Yeah.
So
it's purposeful disinformation.
Right. Could have been. Because we knew at that time, the Western powers didn't really know anything about the Soviet Union. We barely knew anything. Most of the intelligence that we did get came from a German intelligence officer named Reinhard Galen, who was the German intelligence, German and head, or the general and part of the intelligence service for the Eastern Front. And we took him, and basically we brought him into the U.S. and we gave him access to our things. And then we actually stationed him in Eastern Germany. Like we sent him back to Germany with a handpicked force to build a new spy network there at the end of World War and the beginning of the Cold War.
That's wild. A guy who is like, you're the bad guy, but now you're our bad guy.
Yeah. You had to take the thing. I think the big thing, which you could probably get into, is that if Hitler were going to leave, he'd have to have access to all kinds of networks. There were plenty of businesses that the Germans were in business with a lot of people before the whole war started, and they were extremely profitable. So it's not like he wouldn't have a place to run or a source of money. There were tons of companies that supported the Nazi party, IBM, Volkswagen, which was built by the Nazis, the Coca-Cola company, and even Hugo Boss, and also the Siemens AG, which is now like the global conglomerate that makes everything from computer circuits to maglev trains. And some of the biggest companies now were originally started in Nazi Germany or profited from Nazi Germany.
Crazy.
So it's not like he wouldn't have access to funds after he got out. So I don't know why he would stay. If he did go to Argentina, like, I think it would only be for a while. Like, it wouldn't be where he ended up. I think he'd be living a lot more opulent lifestyle than you.
Okay. I don't know. That'd be a nice place to retire, man. Fucking right.
Be all right. So the only two pieces of evidence that we really have, one study says that it's definitely not Hitler. It's a 40-year-old woman. Another study,
well, the skull,
and another study just first happened, not a study, but originally his dentist pretty much confirmed that, yes, this is Hitler. And it wasn't until just a few years ago that a separate team actually came in, and I was reading it, and it says in a quote, there's no doubt in our mind that that Adolf Hitler died in 1945, but it doesn't say what they used besides the original descriptions of Hitler's teeth.
And here's the thing. If it's his personal dentist, like, you think they were boys at all?
Yeah, like, why, if I'm seeking shelter, like, all hell's breaking loose above ground, and I'm in my secret bunker, who do I want to have beside
dentist.
Me? My best friend and my dentist. Yeah. I mean, I like my dentist. He's a cool guy. I don't like him that much.
Well, and then that's the thing. It's like, so they get this guy and they're like, you were his personal dentist? He's like, yeah, I'll check, but I want this. So like, okay. And he looks at some teeth and he's like, yeah, fucking sure thing, boss. That's them.
Or like, you know, the body, they could have done whatever fillings or remove whatever teeth to mimic, you know, Hitler's actual dental record off memory.
What kind of dental record did they have?
He had really nasty teeth. Gross. Like, he had some really gross teeth, and I think they probably would remember all the work they did, because most of his teeth, they said, were just like bridges and like
dentures,
like fake teeth, indentures, implants, things like that. So it's like they knew his teeth looked like.
Why are we giving credibility to this fucking Nazi dentist?
Okay, yeah.
You don't know if he's a Nazi. I mean, he was just a dentist.
I'm saying this new one said is saying the same thing, but they don't say how they know, except that they're using the original, like original dentist descriptions of his teeth. They don't, doesn't say anything about DNA testing, like anything that they could be found. I don't know if they couldn't find anything in his dentures or in his jawbone.
I don't think they could really test for any DNA because the body had been burned like originally. So it makes like DNA testing really
Yeah, but they
difficult.
Found it in the skull.
That's what, that's but the then story. We don't even really know if they did because yeah, the Russians are saying that they never came there. So,
so really without like DNA testing on this on the jawbone, like cross-reference with some type of like preserved Hitler's hair or something. That's like the only way you could really tell that was his.
Yeah. So you need, yeah, you need more stuff to actually figure out if he actually did die there. So there's still, you know, there's still mystery around it. Still
what about this? What
sure
if he did have these body doubles that were supposed to be so close to him, they would just remove and give him the same teeth and try and like make his dental records look almost the same or as close to it as you could?
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibilities at all.
Every time Hitler loses a tooth, your body double, all right, open up, pliers, pull it out. Yeah. You know,
bye bye.
I don't know. I don't think that's too crazy. If you really wanted to have a perfect body double that looked just like you, you would need the same dentures and stuff. Also,
you would.
But
go
I
to
think
those
the same doctor
fuck,
would have done it.
Human lamps. But I, they were making human lampshades,
dude. They would have. If I was Hitler, I would have fucking got them to pull out the rest of my shitty teeth.
Give me a full set of dentures.
Fucking rights. Who cares? Give me a gold set of fucking teeth. Melt some of this Nazi gold I have. Give me a fucking grill. I'm going to Argentina. Peace.
The people who identified the body definitely said it was him because he only had one testicle. And that is true.
So after he was
Hitler had only one testicle.
So he wasn't burnt bad enough where they could still check out his junk.
They can still check out the junk when they identified it. They're like, yeah.
Why didn't they keep it?
Hey. Because like they said, like I said, they were playing the long game.
What if his body double, they chopped off his ball? Same thing.
Fucking right. Why would they stop?
I think they would have found evidence of that.
How?
Like how you would have seen like scarring on the tissue, like on the tissue that was left. Like you would have seen.
It was fucking dosed in gasoline and burned.
If you torch,
well, not to mention,
I don't think a ball will last long.
He's probably had this contingency plan for a long fucking time. He's probably been hanging out with these clones since the fucking Valkyrie, or you know, even prior to that.
I don't know.
He's had since Valkyrie. He's had like a year to plan his escape,
if it needs be.
I mean, all the other Nazi officials had their escape plans. So, I mean,
they all had contingency plans. Yeah, why wouldn't
well,
he
they
not
did
have a fucking excellent one?
Because they were actually excellent planners. But I think Hitler really thought to the end that they had a possibility of winning. Like they were, he had no intention of going out for peace. Because even when Himmler tried to, when Himmler tried to negotiate peace with the, went behind his back to try to negotiate peace with the Allies, he stripped him of everything.
Yeah, but you don't think he could have quarterbacked from fucking Argentina or wherever the hell he was going since he still had a shot? You know what I mean? Like he had to know that as long as he was in that fucking, in that bunker, he was fucked.
I think he would have waited until
He
would have had to wait. I don't think he fled immediately to Argentina. He would have had to stay around for a while because leaving at that time would have, especially when everybody was on high alert, like right then, I don't think he would have went anywhere.
I don't know. It was well documented that they were fucking way, way, way undergunned. Like they were saying that like as one soldier would die, the next guy would pick up his gun and start using it because they were that fucking far, like
not
ammo.
Not towards the end of the war. You're talking about the Soviets?
I'm talking about the Germans.
Oh, I heard that story as the Soviets would just march like one behind the other. When the first guy fell, he just pick up his gun and keep going.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Germans near the end. Like they were running out of all their resources.
Well, their supply lines have been cut off. And
yeah, they had fuck all, right? And you know what I mean? Like just thinking, okay, yeah, we still have a chance, but I have no chance fucking from here. And obviously the guy was so egotistical, he probably thought, we don't have a chance if I die, so I got to get the fuck out of here just in case.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still I'm on the fence.
There's a lot up in the air still.
I've always thought that Hitler died then. And it's the basis of me changing my mind is someone else testing this jawbone or like some type of new testing for DNA or something on this jawbone. and another study on the head, because one guy says they studied it and it wasn't it, and then the person who owns the skull says they never let anyone study it. So both ways, on the only evidence we have, don't yield any solid answers for me.
Yeah, there's no like definitive proof, which is, you know, that just sets everything up for great conspiracies that, you know, Hitler is a floating head in a jar with a robot octopus body in the Antarctic.
No, he's in hell getting fucking pineapples shoved up his ass.
Anyways, this let's wrap this one up. Let's put a little stamp on this one. It's really hard to know which, one way or the other, because, you know, all these theories, there's almost a point to every counterpoint. So
if you want a really good show that goes through the whole thing, Hunting Hitler, was it got three seasons now?
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got Tim Kennedy in it. He's my man crush. Yeah. he's a fucking cool badass. Guy.
All right, let's get into some 5-star reviews.
Woo!
I got a 5-star review from Chase from South Carolina. Keeps me going at work. Love the podcast, guys. I work alone in a warehouse, and listening to this entertains me all day. I'm constantly telling my wife about the interesting subject matter. I'd love to chat one day and talk about personal experience of mine. Also, you guys should add me on Xbox. My gamer tag is John fucking Zoidberg.
Nice.
I won't spell it. If you want to spell it, you got to go fish through our reviews. This is a 5-star review from Koopa Troopa 6909. Space news! 5-star review. I swear to Ron Pond, these gents are a bunch of beauties. 5 stars. Have been listening for a while and love them. Makes long days of pouring concrete not so bad. It's literally like you're sitting around drinking beer, talking conspiracy with your own friends.
Yeah.
Their Patreon after hours and D&D episodes are also great. So go be a Patreon supporter as well. It's worth it. Definitely give them a listen. Hashtag prolapse your life.
Whoop.
The Jedi Time Lord. I got one more here. 5-star awesome podcast from SJN Boys from the USA. Awesome content. I have only listened to about 10 episodes so far, but every podcast has a great information, and the crew makes the show fun at the same time. Highly recommend. Thank you for those lovely 5-star reviews. Zell, did you have any others?
I got one off Facebook I'm going to read. Short one. 5 stars from Angelo Bruning. Besides butchering the English language on a daily basis, these guys are awesome. Hashtag look it up.
That's
nailed it.
I got new Patreon supporters. Special thanks to these guys. Quick note, if you're not on our Patreon yet, get on it. We got tons of good stuff. I bet we have almost 30 hours plus, probably getting close to 40 hours. We have Patreon only case files. We have some fun stuff that we do. We have our first original podcast that went nowhere and it's absolute shite.
God
but,
awful.
You know, if you listen to us enough, you want to hear, you know, kind of where more things went astray before we found stories. This. Yeah, it's go check it out. So thank you to Jake Betcher, Steve Soriano, CY Woozo. I think that's how you say it. These are all the same names. What the hell's going on here? It's all Luke, JW Caster, The Right Hook, David the Jedi Time Lord, Manuel Gutierrez. And I think we talked about Jesus Gonzalez, but Jesus Gonzalez, you get another one. Or Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, that's our new Patreons. Zell, Prolapse of the Week?
Prolapser of the Week. This Prolapse of the Week is also combined with New Music of the Week. And the way Prolapse of the Week is Joachim Kindberg. Probably butchered it. But he's been messaging us for a while. He's been a listener for a long time. And then his brother, I'm going with Micah Kindberg or Miki? Micah. Micah Kindberg.
I definitely don't think it's Miki.
I don't know. These guys might be Swedish. I don't know. You never know how they're pronounced.
Miki is the common Swedish name now.
Oh, hello,
it's
Miki.
Miki.
Oh,
it's
my daddy,
Miki. It's a Miki. A Miki the mouse, huh?
And you're welcome for that,
it's
everyone.
Swedish.
But his song, he just goes by his name on Spotify. You can find him. Look him up. Smoke and Mirrors is his newest release, and I'm going to play the song called Truth Decay at the end of this case file. So, Prolapse of the Week / and Music of the Week are the Kindbergs. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Anyone else need to plug anything?
Yeah, if you're in Vancouver on February 9th, you should come to the railway stage to listen to my band, Lucky Monkey, playing with a four-band bill. It's going to be an epic rock show.
I'll be there. Ooh. Fuck yeah.
So if you're around.
If second thing to plug, if you're in Vancouver January 30th, you want to crush a couple beers before Zell and I take off to Vegas, we might be able to make that happen.
Yeah.
And if you're in Vegas January 31st to February 3rd,
let's get ready to
party. Woo! Karaoke bar. You get to hear Vorden dancing topless on the dueling pianos at New York, New York.
That's a good chance that'll happen.
Yes. Yeah. So if you want to come to Vegas, you pay your own way, and we're just going to post the day of what we're going to be doing. And if you can make it, just come. Like, there's no, that's it. We're going to go to a different bar every night, probably. Yeah. Area 51 on probably Saturday, I think.
Probably Saturday. Yeah. That's so what I was
We either rent too. A car, or if someone has a van or something, we'll figure something out. But we're going to check out the mailbox.
Flying saucer or something. We'll get there. 100%.
Oh,
I'm stoked for that. It's going to be a great fucking time.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well,
wait.
Dan,
go ahead.
Dan
had something. We're going to start putting together listeners' stories. We're going to start putting a segment together of that. So if you sent us a story before and you haven't heard it on the podcast yet, resend it and put a little thing at the bottom or the top that says that we can read it on air. That we're going to do it, and we'll share some listener stories and stuff. We've read some cool stories so far, but just to make sure everything's on the up and up, resend us, because we want to share your stories with everybody. And if you got a story,
write them out for us, and we will read them, and we'll add a little theatrics to them as well, and make it a
we'll make them
a little more pop a little more. All right. As we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies. Thanks, guys.
You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. If I believe I'm right, well then to hell with what they say about my lack of will to understand the problems in the past and the consequence ahead. Thanks for the advice, but I'll do this my way, cause when off topic, it's easier to see. I couldn't deny one's right to live free, but natural selection isn't up to me. I'm told enough to know I'm not responsible for those who keep living their lives at the end of our own. Why dwell on mistakes that were made in the past, but life is running by so fast. In the race for mankind's resources, someone has to finish last. When I'm told it's easier to see all the possibilities, I'll show what to expect from me. How can I give you what you need if you deny my right to lead? Tell me what it is you think you need. I'm offering solutions to the problems of today, but nothing free will come without a price to pay. But if we work together, there's no telling where we'll stop. If you support the ladder, I'll come further up. Why dwell on mistakes that were made in the past? When life is running by so fast, in the race for mankind's resources, someone has to finish last. When on top, it's easier to see all the possibilities. I'll show what to expect from me. How can I give you up?
respects women more than I do. Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
Decency is cursed, the progress of our work shifts into reverse, the pain goes on and on and on. Devils in disguise, limiting our rights, don't we realize they will push on and on and on. Xenophobia, mass hysteria, a dystopia, the list goes on and on and on. Can we disagree? We're showing empathy, waiting patiently as life goes on and on and on. Decency is cursed, the progress of our world shifts into reverse, the pain goes on and on.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.